So then she says the tree's what? Good for food. Was the tree good for food? Now she's evaluating. You and I evaluate. Today you're evaluating what's of worth and what's not. What's our evaluation? Pleasure. That's all we got. And she's doing it. Tree's good for food. Was the tree of knowledge good and evil good for food? Yes. Didn't kill him. Tree didn't kill him. God didn't come in the garden and find him dead at the trunk of the tree. He's like, oh, I forgot to tell him that was cyanide in that tree. No, God said all the trees are good. She was absolutely right. By sight, not by faith. By faith, you don't eat the tree. By sight, you do. It's pleasing to the eyes, dopamine. Flesh, good for food. Eyes, lust of the eyes. Pride of life is control. If I can control the environment, if I can control that tree, I can guarantee more dopamine. Desires to make one wise. Who's a wise person? Is a wise person that has a beautiful property and all? Every time you go by, you get a dopamine rush. Isn't that wisdom? That's our wisdom. God says, profess to be wise, they became fools. What profit of the man to gain the world and lose his soul? God has not called us to be successful. He's called us to be a witness. You know what a witness is? Martyrius. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow him. That's what blessed early America. Everybody wants to go back to early America. No, they don't. Because there were people back then, there was a rancher who called me from Wyoming, not a minister, said Americans don't understand liberty. The only people who have liberty, who understand liberty, are those who have given their property, their children, and their lives to the Lord. Because you can stand up in the town hall meeting and the village can threaten to take your life, your property, your children, and everything you have, and you can keep standing because they can't touch you. You know the Boston Tea Party, you know what it's all about? It wasn't about getting rid of that guy with $1 million worth of tea. That was $1 million worth of tea in that ship. He never recovered. It wasn't about getting rid of him. He was going after the colonists. That was dopamine. Because the colonists were intoxicated, were drunk to the dopamine. They had to cut it off. They were out there 3 days having to keep the colonists from going out there and rescuing it from the bay. We don't understand that today. No, we lose our conservative parties because they go, what? They go party. It's a CFR conservative group. Make us feel good. You know, they're intoxicated with the approval of men. Not willing to lose it all. There are a few. Well, boy, are there a few. So it's good for food, pleasing the eyes, desires to make one wise. And that's she was right on all those. But she was wrong. She was the first materialist. She was a scientist, by the way. A true scientist. Eve was the first environmentalist. Tree hugger. Adam was the first humanist. Because he looked at Eve and he goes, I like her. I choose her over you. You get the women, you got the men. And if the desire of the heart of the wife isn't to the husband, it's to herself and her children. The husband can't rule, and the children will come between. If the husband-wife relationship, that has come first. Or the parent-children relationship cannot function because the children will come between the parents. They knew that. All of this Adorno's book was about that. They were concerned about the father. How are the fathers going to respond to America when we take it over? They had to neutralize the father's authority in the home if they're going to take this nation to globalism. Satan went after Eve, not Adam, to take over the world. And had to get her to evaluate for herself, not turning to the husband. That's why God said to Adam, rule. And look at the justification. You know why men want the women to rule? Because then it's not my fault, it's her fault. And now what's God, when God confronted Adam, you know what he said? It's not my fault, it's a woman's fault. You know what God says? No, hubby, it's your fault. You're accountable. But it's tough today to be a man. It's tough to be a husband because you get beat up everywhere. And Facebook is big because, my son is having to counsel half of the students that he knows that he graduated from a Christian college. They're having divorces Because we're a culture, for better or for worse, or until something better comes along. Because there's times there's no dopamine. And they get on Facebook and they see an old gal or an old husband, you know, old friend. And they start communicating. And the dopamine goes that direction. And God's trying to get us off the drug. It's not that God doesn't want us to have dopamine. But we can't make that our foundation for making decisions today, tomorrow, in anything. That's our culture. Do you see that? I mean, we've got a culture on a drug. How do you talk to people on drugs? You can't. They have to be detoxed. How do you do that? Well, God detoxed Israel. One generation, and they're all way over here. Wicked nation. And then God brings it. He always had to bring in a foreign nation to judge them. Sort of giving you some hints of where history takes us. Not good. And the foreign nation is brutal. It's brutal. That's why I say, you wonder where we are? Well, there's water on the ship of the deck. Unless you're on a submarine, it's bad news. But I'm not trying to make you anxious here. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. I'm trying to encourage you to walk in Him. That's all I'm trying to do. This is I con you. You thought it was about politics and education. No, I'm just trying to encourage you to walk right before the Lord. If you're doing what's right, keep doing it. I'm trying to encourage you. If you're not doing right, repent. Do what's right. There's a problem with homeschooling. I don't know if you homeschool or not. The homeschoolers are losing their kids because they're not leading them to the Lord. They just think, well, they get a good education. They're actually smarter than the public school kids. That's why the colleges pick them up. But they're looking at the door. They're just waiting to get out from under the parents because their heart hasn't changed. Their heart's not right before the Lord. And those kids actually become more Marxist than the public school kids because the public school kids figure this out after a while. It's just a con game. They don't take it that serious. Those kids do. And their whole agenda is to go back and rescue their siblings. See, their whole agenda is Sigmund Freud. They're actually the harshest process. Their agenda is to come back and rescue these children from the father. And so the homeschoolers thought, well, we could rescue our kids from the system. No, not until your heart's changed. Nobody can rescue anybody. That's I'm taking you back to the Word, because unless we go back to the Word of God, we have no hope. Now, how do I get you with the Word? Because Satan couldn't get rid of Jesus. He went after the Word. Your will. See, if I can get a hold of your will and change the Word, I'll have my mom's will. The lawyer put one word in there. Children, ambiguous word. He made $10,000 to clarify that word. See, you better make sure every word is exactly what you want. How do you know it's God's word you're reading? Well, the method. Now, they won't teach you this in seminary. In fact, what I'm going to share with you here, you go to seminary or you go to the churches today. This year already I was kicked out of one church. They used my material for the last 6 years all over the world. Spoke in the Sunday school adult class and was not speaking that night to the youth. Hundreds of kids coming in didn't hear this because of this. But they're wrong. They've deceived themselves. The Pentateuch, first five books of the Bible, Moses wrote them. How do you copy them? That was important. Well, if you copy words from page to page, there's a problem. Because words change over a period of time, don't they? 100, 200 years later, it's a different word. So you'd be tempted to change the word, to make it contemporary. So you can't do that. Because if you do, you're changing God's word. It's His testimony. It's His will, not ours. So what you do is you digit. They were the first digitals. You look at the characters. And I would, for instance, I'd come down 12 lines and go in 7 characters. I write a 12 and a 7, and I write the character. And I'd do many proof checks on this page, and then you would copy, and then I would come along and I would check your work, and if it was had errors, I destroyed it. Wow, I killed Betsy, my favorite goat, spent a whole week working on this, and there it is burning. The reason is, once I got done, you made probably 2 or 3 copies, I destroyed the original. Because if there's 2 or more, there's confusion. It's got to be 1. See, dialectic is 2 or more. With God, there's 1. You're not confused if dad tells you to do something. If you have 2 dads, there's confusion. One says one says the other. And so there can only be one. And so then this is how they did it. And found the Dead Sea Scrolls. They found some documents that were 1,000 years old, and they found those 1,000-year-old documents were just a few character changes from what they had the day, you know, the ones they had in the current time. That was 1947, 49. Works. What did the early church do? Same method. Your fellowship might have Mark, might have Corinthians. You hear about mine, and I hear about yours, and I say, will you make a copy for us, and we'll make a copy for you. Same system, the method, digital. And we make copies. You make two copies, one for you and one for me. They come together, and eventually the Bible comes together called a codex. 240 A.D. And by name, a man by the name of Origen takes these codex and he runs it through a Gnostic story. Gnosticism is dialectic. In other words, I have to have us in the room going, I feel and I think. I can't have somebody up just preaching and teaching what is, because we won't change. See, the heart changes, but the culture doesn't. And so he takes, and at first he takes the Pentateuch, he runs it through a Gnostic story, produces a Gnostic law and prophets, and he has a 6-column Bible. Intellectual, he had 6,000 people, or excuse me, 6 authors writing for him. He had 6,000 different manuscripts he wrote. Very, very intellectual guy. Then Eusebius compiles it into one book, and then Jerome makes it into the Latin Vulgate for the Catholic Church. Problem with this is I can insert whatever I want. He did 6,000 changes on the original text. The Lord's Prayer, big giveaway. There are a lot of them, but that's one. I just use one. The last part of the Lord's Prayer is what? For you King James, Geneva, Tyndale group, it would be what? Thine be the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Whose kingdom? God's kingdom. That means I have no input. His power, not my power, he doesn't need my flesh, and his glory. Who gets the glory? God alone. Can't have that. See, today we have ministers say God can't do anything without a man. I just say stand before God on the day of judgment and tell him he couldn't do that without you. You talk about a bug zapper, I want to be in another universe when it goes off. God doesn't need you. God doesn't need me. Next breath we take is a gift from him. We need him. In fact, he can't use you or me until we're dead. He gets the glory. Remember the elders in Revelation, they get the crowns, and what do they do with them? They cast them back, because they know it's his work. How do you overcome the enemy? Blood of Lamb. What he's done. Word of your testimony, what he's done in you. And you love not this life to the death. That's from Genesis to Revelation. That's the message. God's glory, God's power, his kingdom, period. Not us. We're just blessed that he's inherited us into his kingdom. Well, not over here. You need the Pope. You need some man to help you to know God. Well, when the Catholics come across these guys, they kill them. They burn their books. They go up to Ireland, think they're going to find sheep herders. They find universities. These are men who knew Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek and the languages of Europe. When they get done, they're only sheep herders. They go to Scotland, same thing. King James comes out of Scotland. He understands his history. This is the Eastern Church. There are some 6,000 of these manuscripts, fragments, sections. This is the Western Church. Around 1440, Constantine was overthrown by the Ottoman Empire. That's where a lot of these texts were. And they then came up into Europe. And Erasmus, a Catholic, but he was an intellectual. He had heard about these manuscripts, now he sees them, he compiles them into what's eventually called the Textus Receptus. Ever read the Strong's Concordance? Ever looked at it? You know, King James, you go to Strong's. Textus Receptus. Different than this. What happens is Luther translates to the German from this source. Because Erasmus says, this stuff's good. This is confusion. None of these manuscripts agree. You could write whatever you want. It's opinions. Then you got to go to Eusebius or some intellectual to help explain to you what the Word of God means. Over here, it's interesting, in the Scriptures, any word that's used is defined in context. You don't need anybody over here. Holy Spirit will give you understanding in these texts. Very few doctrinal conflicts, even though we have them from all over the Syrian area. Well, then Tyndale, he translates, the first translation into English. 80% of King James is Tyndale. Sounds Shakespeare, doesn't it? Sings? Shakespeare was a boy. Tyndale. In fact, Tyndale is very careful in translation. Any Greek word that there's no English equivalent, he leaves it Greek. That means you have to study the Scriptures to show yourself approved unto God. Now we're here today, we have to make the Word of God understand for the culture? No. I dare not change your will. See, and so he comes across the word ecclesia. Luther uses the word kerk, church. Why? Because the prince was protecting him, and he thought, well, okay, politically it's incorrect scripturally, but for political sakes, I'll leave the word church in. Do you know the word church is a building under state control? And it starts out of the occult. Tyndale would not use church. He used assembly, congregation. It was a congregation of Israel. God took Israel out of Egypt and put them, detoxed them, put them in the wilderness. They were a called out one. And so Tyndale says, scripturally, you can never use the word church because it's politically laced. If the church and the state go into partnership, the church is the harlot and the state is the beast because it's the bride of Christ. When Jesus returns, he's not finding his bride holding hands with anything on this earth. She's in love with him and him alone without spot. That means she's not messing around or wrinkle. She's not sitting down. And then we have King James. He does, by the way, kill Tyndale. And Tyndale, as he's being burnt alive, he was supposed to be strangled so he didn't feel the fire, but they didn't do that. They wanted to torture him a little bit. You have to realize the Arabs are actually studying. You can go to class and learn how to burn people alive, how to do it quickly, or, you know, if a little further away, you can roast them for a while. That's the world. You go to Iran, you go to these different places, 16-year-old girl a couple years ago, happens to be on the internet, here's the gospel message, comes the Lord, starts to share it, and they not only cut her tongue out, they burn her alive. See, that it's a hostile world. And so this idea that the Muslim religion is a very peaceful religion, no, it's not. It kills the infidel, and believers are infidels. That's the purpose. I mean, you know, they say it's not in there. It is in there. And then, well, getting back, Geneva Bible, 90% of Geneva is Tyndale. So I use King James. They do a good job, but you use the word church? Incorrect. Why would King James use church? Because he's king. He wants a church under the king, right? And same with the Geneva. That was Calvin. He wanted the church under the state. No, in here it is not. It is ecclesia. So in Romans 13:1 says, yield to the higher power. Incorrect. It's not the word dunamos. It's the word for authority. If I yield to the higher power, I have to do what Hitler tells me to do. Because the power is a sword. Yield to the higher authority. I can tell Hitler, you know what? God's my highest authority. You can do whatever you want to do with me. You can take my body, but you can't take my soul because God's my authority. See, important, because that delivers your conscience. Do a good Bible study. Get it to the Strong's, and you can correct those. There are some 16 words in here that are a little troubling. But there was a little politics in it. I'm not King James only, but I'm Textus Receptus only because of this system. You have the Word of God. Well, what happened is, 1881, West Cotton Hort, two Gnostic, Catholic, occult-oriented men, took control of a committee that was simply supposed to review the Textus Receptus. You know, they found a couple of documents. They thought, well, how they fit in here. But instead, they did what the Articles of Confederation, remember the guys were supposed to come together and just review the Articles of Confederation. They came up with a whole new document called the Constitution. West Cotton Hort said, oh, we found three documents that are 300 A.D. Your documents over here, are, back then they only knew this, 800 to 1400. Now we know because of carbon dating, some of these are in the 80s. They didn't know that back then. And so the 300 AD, they thought that's closer to the life of Christ, more reliable. Forget the fact that they're all from this source. Sinaiticus, Alphaticus, B, and Codex X, in conflict with one another. But they were able to convince the committee that they rewrote the Greek text. That's when I went to seminary, I studied from the Metzger's Greek. There's the Ahlen Greek and the Nestle Greek. They're all from here. They have A, B, and C, and D, and anything that conflicts. If these conflict, this is always a D, and this is always an A. The heresy sources are always credible. The Textus Receptus is not. This is the ecumenical movement. This is how you bring the Protestant Church back into Catholicism, Mother Church. Forsake, I just wrote an article, the Lord just read every day, every 3 o'clock in the morning, the Lord just gives me something new, and this is a new one. When the church rejects the Word of God, goes here. All the contemporary translations are from here. Not a one of them will have, to thine be the kingdom and the power and the glory in them. Can you use the New International Version? Sure. Can you come to the Lord? Sure. But the deeper you go into the Word of God, the more confused you will become. So I'm just giving you some heads up on what's happening. Because if I want dialogue in the church, I don't mind having both of these. Because now we don't know. There's no certainty. I can go, I feel, and I think. You come over here, they're going to have division. The Word of God says. See? And so the difference between the Geneva and the King James is, in the Greek, they have the aorist tense. There's an energy. And so the Geneva tried to put that energy into the language. King James didn't. It's just straight word for word. The dictionary. Who wrote the dictionary? Webster. Where did he get the words? He went to scriptures. They're defined in the word. See, this is awesome, but we have to get rid of that if you want the church growth, if you want to bring the churches together as one. And so, you know, like I shared this and the church said no. In fact, that church, it was interesting. They not once ever used the word. I had 20 minutes after Sunday school, the minister and the staff got together after a great inquisition around me, and they not once did they ever use the word no. And I don't know how many times I said heresy. In fact, they used the Alexandrian. God begets God? No, that's Gnosticism. God begat the only begotten Son of God, under God. See, this system, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that's a system. Jesus was equal with the Father, but he humbled himself as us to show us we're under the Father. See, but when you have God beget God, we are God. God is us, and we are God. As Gnostic, we all become one. And they were defending the Alexandrian text. Heresy. Every time they spoke, it was we feel, we think, or we believe. And I tell churches, quit saying we believe, because it's just your opinion versus somebody else's opinion. And when they hear me, eventually I come back. If they've rewritten the bylaws, they say the Word of God says, just like Jesus said, it is written. And when you read their bylaws, there's conviction, contrition, repentance. It's anointed bylaw because it's the Word of God itself. See, and that's why, see, Christians are ashamed of the Word of God. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of the gospel, I'm ashamed of you before my Father. I will not confess you before my Father. The church has been talked out of the Word of God. They're running down to the Christian bookstore getting everybody's opinion of the Word of God. See, I'm not saying you don't do that, but you better weigh my opinion, everybody's opinion, and go back to the Word. If you and I disagree, you know where we need to be going? You can tell the believers. They didn't kill Christians in the Soviet system. They killed believers. The believers are the fundamentals. Every time we disagree, where do we go? To here. But you go into church today, and you open up the Word of God. For instance, Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. In there he says, as above, so below. Now, you might read King James says, I will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because your spirit picks at it. Discernment. Something's wrong here. But then the book says, and he's an expert, you know, he came from Fuller, has a doctorate, and you certainly don't. You certainly don't know Scripture. He knows Greek, but now you know what Greek he knows. And he said, and then you start arguing with this other member in the fellowship, Bible study. And I do my duty. I say, can we both put aside our differences right now, you know, for the sake of unity? And you know, we were talking earlier about our feelings. You know, our feelings are a big part of this. It's we don't like to be confrontational. We don't like controversy and to be the irritant, to be hated and be the ogre in the room. And so I talk you easily out of putting aside, get this, you put aside the word of God, for as above, so below. That is the most sacred verse in Satan's Bible. And you put God's word aside to glorify the devil in the church? Why would Rick Warren put that in his work? So you do the process. Human relationship is more important than what Dad says. Genesis 3, 1 through 6. Just gotcha. That's why the church. Yeah, where's the church? Yeah, well, the church is two or three. You know what Jesus said? Where two or three gather in my name. You have 3,000 people there. You might only have two people who are church. Because in his name is not just his name. It's in him. You come here in the Lord. I come here in the Lord. We fellowship. There's where he is. I shared the other day at a church, and I said, we don't know worship. We leave the worship service saying that was a wonderful worship service. We just did Eros. You need a worship service proclaiming the Lord. Kids go to a drug concert, a concert, a rock concert. What do they talk about the next day? The concert, the worship, the experience. But God has called us to talk about him. Where are the kids today? They're talking about everything. They're on these little computers. You know, you can look in their brain to be a spigot of dopamine flowing. We haven't trained them up. You know, train a child up. You have a 10-year-old sit there and he squirms around. You say, sit still. And 10 minutes later, he's really not squirming again. Sit still. That's how you train them up. Get off the drug. Now we have to entertain them. Eyes are stronger than ears. Now we have. Do you know if you watch a movie? Somebody does a Bible story on a movie or these veggie tales or whatever you call them, that you can never go deeper in the Word of God because the ears are gone. The sight will control. You won't go deeper in the Word of God than your visual will allow you. That's the reason for the movies. No, Dad needs to just read Scripture to the kids. 15 minutes, how boring. No, this is actually written in a language to be read. And you don't have to explain. They will never forget that moment because the Word of God speaks to your soul. See, my opinion speaks to your head. The Word of God speaks to your soul. Different domain. And so the church has been talked out of, like Eve got talked out of God's Word. It is written into sharing our opinion. So tonight, share my opinion. It's worthless. Won't save you. It's God's word that does. Does it affect the nation? Yes. We were a blessed nation. Now we're a cursed nation because we have rejected God. See, so I hope I know I've jumped all over here tonight. For some reason I chase rabbits, and usually that's actually what makes sense to people. Doesn't to me. But and encouraging you, hopefully. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You know, hang on for the ride, because we're on a ride. Saints were looking forward to this. We're seeing it all unfold, and it's fast. We still got a ways to go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Because if you do, you know, you're watching TV, listening to radio, you're going to be wringing your hands. I have too many Christian friends that are wringing their hands. And they're bitter, because God's not doing it their way. That's why you get bitter. God, you're not doing it my way. Well, he doesn't do it your way. Does it his way? In all your ways, acknowledge him. That'll cost you. Wow. Do you know what evolution? The only reason for evolution is. There's only one reason. There is no other reason. Science will not. No evolutionist will ever debate you on science. Not a one. It'll destroy him. It's on getting rid of righteousness. Just get rid of God. Get rid of sin. Because if we... there is no sin in evolution. And by the way, Carl Sagan, when he died, he knew it didn't work. To get dust, you have to come have stars, right? Stars produce the dust. When you have the Big Bang, it's a gas. There is no physics to take gas and put it into a mass like the sun. It's impossible. He knew that. Ha ha on you. They lied. And they know they're lying. Why? Because they don't want to deal with sin. And so all of this goes back to the Word of God. We thought it was academics. No, it's not. It's about souls. How can I get your children's soul? Like I said earlier, this is secularized Satanism, intellectualized witchcraft. And many of these books were not published in 1971 for our Christian college and universities. Like again, Oral Roberts University, Southern Nazarene, Pensacola, you name them all. They're all involved in using Bloom. One, many of these books were published 1971 for the communist Chinese education system. This is foundational curriculum for education around the world. This is the structure, the paradigm, the curriculum, whatever you want to call it, for man to think to resolve crisis. And we come to the town hall meeting, a counselor comes to your home because the children aren't listening to you because you're irrelevant, and you try to chasten them to bring them back to righteousness, and they have a number to call to get you to dialogue with them instead of preaching and teaching. Now the government will come and rescue your children from you. That child, when they struck out at you as a baby, weren't strong enough to defeat dad, to kill him. Now the government will come in and kill him and annihilate him, eat him up. He's worthless. He's irrelevant. Look at TV. Is there any father figure? Dad's a blooming idiot if he's around. See, so I'm just hopefully encouraging the fathers and the desire of the heart of the wife to pray for the father and the husband and to keep that relationship before the Lord. And the children, honor your father and mother. That's the first command with a promise, and God meant it. We have rejected honoring the father and mother, and look at our generation. It is cursed. I speak in the black churches, like I said earlier. Civil disobedience. Civil means you honor your parents. Disobedience, you mean you disobey your parents. That's confusion. Now, I came to realize if the dads had gone out, what was going on was wrong. Slavery is wrong. And treating any race and talking down to them is wrong, because it's an issue of soul. It has nothing. This is not a race issue. It's a sin issue. And so what was going on was wrong. But it was the fathers who were to hit the streets, not the children. Because when you send the college children or the young children out into the streets to disrespect authority, they bring that home. And the black culture lost its fathers. The black culture today is riddled with homosexuality, an abomination. And I'm not picking on a race. It doesn't matter. The white is too. You play this game. I taught back door. I taught at Oral Roberts University. One whole floor of the boys' dorm dedicated to homosexuals. The psychology department defeated the biblical department the year that school was started. One professor there wrote a book for all his students to learn about a wife who said, I'd love to have a wife too. A book about lesbianism in the 80s. So it doesn't matter where you go. Keith Green, ever heard of Keith Green? Wonderful singer. Our church sponsored him in Tulsa. The ORU wouldn't allow him on campus. He spoke down. He sang and spoke at Kane's Ballroom. Packed the place. Wednesday they brought him on campus. Maybe center holds 1,000 people. It was packed. If you've ever been in a charismatic movement, somebody's going to the bathroom. I mean, there's motion. There's just motion. Nobody was moving. In fact, it was so awesome that when he finished one song, he got under the piano. Here's this guy out front, all these people. He crawls under the piano and gets in a fetal state. He told his wife later, he's dead now, he died in a plane wreck. But he told his wife, he said, he didn't know what to do. He gets up and gives an invitation. The floor is filled with students. They come forward, start confessing their sins. And then a homosexual, and I believe the revival going across this nation from there that night. A homosexual comes up and confesses his sin. And Dean Buskirk, head of the theology department, walks over and touches Keith Green on the shoulder. And he said, that's all. And what he in essence said, we will not touch the homosexuals. And that revival was over in 5 minutes. People were leaving that room. These churches and colleges, when they talk about tolerance of ambiguity, the French consider that the same phrase as homosexuality. So that's why we are a nation that's abomination. We're not only a wicked nation, we're promoting wickedness around the world. Making the world safe for democracy is tyranny, because it's a worship of man and his nature. And if you go back to Genesis, that's all that was a worship of man. Flesh, eyes. Bible says the eyes, let's see, as hell is never full, the eyes are never satisfied. You ever notice that? It's not enough to see something pleasurable once. You just got to buy it so you can have it more. And then you're never satisfied. You got to buy more and more and more until it eats you up. Till it owns your soul. So, trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. It'll cost you. It'll cost you a good grade. It'll cost you next term in office. Respect with your relatives. Promotion. And let Him be the one who directs your steps. We don't come with direction. We have no microchip directing our steps. It begins when Dad says you can't write on, Mom says you can't write on the wall. See, our direction begins when God told Adam, you can't eat that tree. It is not in us to direct our steps. Your children do not come with directions other than just Eros. That's their only direction. Bond with Mother Earth, Gaia, and the cosmic forces. And without you preaching and teaching the Word of God, which is not fun, because I know with my kids you get that stare, I'd rather be somewhere else. But until their heart is right before the Lord, they're just going to be staring at the door, waiting for them to go out and be a part at one with the world. So pray. Pray for your children. Pray for your neighbor's children. Pray for those who despitefully use you. And endure. Enduring like changing diapers, not a dopamine moment. Put on the whole armor of God and stand. Why did God say stand? Because you'll run away from the pain and you'll run into the pleasure. See, put your hand to the plow. Don't look left or right. What? You look left at the pleasure and you'll look right for the pain. God said, just do what I tell you to do. Go move the irrigation pipe. Do what Dad says. It's written. This is really simple. It's just hard for us to do. So that's the political problem we have. Affects politics, education, movies. By the way, they'll put a Christian message in every movie. Because you'll see it and you'll go, well, there's the gospel in the middle of this immoral movie. Somebody in here is going to hear the gospel. You know why they did that? So you'll sit through the rest of the movie because you spent $12 and you will decide that the pleasures of the world are more important than the Word of God. Deliberately done. Gotcha. Instead of just walking out. Same as me in seminary when the guy up front said, if the church is led by the Holy Spirit, it's led by no one. That's blasphemy. But we all sat there. We should have either walked out or taken him by the tie and thrown him out. But there's that desire for the approval of men. God says, we're not to be concerned about the approval of men. Why are you concerned about how anybody... I guarantee today you were thinking about how somebody feels about you or what somebody thinks about you. Why are you doing that? When on a day of judgment, it won't matter. It doesn't matter. Are you concerned about what God thinks about you? Or what God knows? That's what matters for eternity. So you see the problem we have? Daily, die to ourselves. And you got to die early. We always wait till the end of the day when it all fails. You die early and say, God, I can't do it. You can't do it. You give it to Him and He will do it through you. Who gets the glory? He gets the glory. So I know these are sound bites, but just encourage you to be strong in Him, to endure and be a witness. Parents said they want to send their children to school to be a witness. Hope your child's a witness. Because my agenda in doing this is to make them a witness, martyr them. This is not, you can't defend the faith. The faith defends you. If I get your child put down the shield of faith in the classroom to share their aughts, and there seems to be, I got your child. I sacrificed them. You, in fact, sacrificed them to the fires of Moloch, the beast. Nowhere in here does God say to ever experiment with your children. Why throw them in a fire? You protect them. You are encouraged by God's word to inculcate, to train them up. You're responsible for them. They're a gift from God to you, not from the state, not from the government, from God. So just some advice, just encourage you. I have a website, lots of stuff. I start with 12 pages, end up with 120 page articles. People say those are books, not articles, but just want to get the quotes out. Tonight I haven't gone through the quotes. There's some papers back there that you can take. They have some of the quotes that I didn't, you know, it takes 15 minutes to explain by dialectic, I mean an activity of consciousness struggling to circumvent the limitations imposed by the formal logical law of contradiction, traditional home, just how to destroy it. But back there you can read it, and sometime, and my website, I explain those quotes. But these are the quotes that you study. You earn your master's and doctorate's degree, this is what you're doing. And then you come into your community and facilitate you into change. And you don't know what hit you. So just open up the door, show you what's behind the door. So you're wise. And again, if you're doing what's right, keep doing it. If you're not, repent and do what's right before the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hope I did okay tonight. You know, like I said, tonight it seemed, I don't know, just, but it was okay, I guess.
Yeah, very good.